Native leader Willie Hensley's book, 50 Miles from Tomorrow, has only been out a couple of weeks, but so far sales are brisk. The book is a memoir that spans the early years of Hensley's career, from growing up in a house made of Arctic sod through the successful passage of the Native Claims Settlement Act. Hensley says it's important for Natives to tell their own stories. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
Willie Hensley will be the first one to tell you there are problems with the Native Claims Settlement Act, which passed in 1971 and put Native land in the control of corporations rather than tribes. But as his book points out, the window of opportunity to get it passed was not open very long. The oil industry wanted to develop Prudhoe Bay, but the state was prevented by the Interior Department from selecting the land for a pipeline until Native claims were dealt with.
We never really had the time to really think about the future. You know, had we had the chance to really communicate both within our generation and a generation or two before us about how to structure something, it might have come out differently. But we really never had that opportunity. You remember, from the time we finally realized the situation where the land was about to be taken by the state, it was only 5 years.
The result was a system of corporations to control Native lands that, with some tweaking, has kept the land in Native hands and generated significant development efforts, jobs, and profits. The book offers Hensley's take on the people who populate Alaska's history books like Bill Egan, Wally Hickel, Emil Nadi, and Mike Gravel. But its heart is the personal memories of a subsistence lifestyle and the attractions of the outside world, leavened with some reflections on how multiple cultures have intertwined. While Hensley relished his own educational opportunities, he provides a sobering perspective on the assimilative philosophy which too often governed the schooling of Native youth.
And until I started writing, I never really understood sort of the nature of the forces that had been changing us actually a long time before I showed up. In a way, my own experience is reflective of tens of thousands of other people who, in some respects, had lost control of their own destiny because of the government, and in some instances, economics. And we didn't have any control over the institutions and decision-making processes that began to affect us.
And Hensley says the statehood effort of 50 years ago largely ignored Alaska Natives. Had they had a place among the 55 who gathered to write the state's constitution, he suggests, a lot of future political strife might have been avoided.
You know, had we had decent representation at the Constitutional Convention, I think we could have been able to deal with land issues, subsistence issues, language issues, education issues. So all of these things that we should have been able to have had a chance to talk about at that time really weren't talked about.
Natives need to tell their own story, Hensley says. It's something all can learn from, and a storyteller can never tell quite what detail is going to strike a responsive chord in the reader.
And when I sent some 14 chapters into my editor, wanting some feedback to know if I was on the right track, you'd think she'd like all this warfare over the land settlement and all the politics and the oil and the conservationists and the state and all this. No. The chapter she enjoyed the most was this little description about the Ivrulik, you know, the sod house that we lived in, which I was somewhat shocked by. But most Americans can't conceive of living in that kind of a situation that we lived in when I was a boy.
Willie Hensley appeared on Talk of Alaska this week as part of a national tour to promote his book that will take him down the West Coast and to Washington, D.C. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.